Despite opposition from China, the U.S. president signs a controversial bill that would allow American officials to travel to Taiwan for high-level visits. The White House has confirmed the signing of the bill, which is non-binding. It also says the measure, passed unanimously by Congress, would have gone into effect without President Donald Trump's endorsement. Earlier on Friday, China, which regards Taiwan as one of its provinces, expressed disappointment at the legislation, urging the U.S. to abide by the One China policy.
Related clauses are the bill that you mentioned are not legally binding, but they severely violate One China policy, and the stipulations are the three China-U.S. communiques. As we said, China expresses a strong dissatisfaction and resolute opposition to it, and has made solemn representations to the United States. I must reaffirm that One China policy is the political foundation of China-U.S. relations.
The Chinese foreign ministry spokesman also urged Washington to avoid damaging China-U.S. cooperation. The U.S. gave up formal diplomatic ties with Taiwan decades ago and has since restricted senior officials from meeting their Taiwanese counterparts. Washington, however, is required by law to help Taipei with self-defense and is the island's primary source of weapons. China has not ruled out using force to take back Taiwan and has ramped up military activity in nearby waters. Well, we have talked to London-based writer and journalist Adam Gary. He believes the Trump administration, through its provocative measures, is trying to compel China to change its trading policies.
Donald Trump has made it clear that he wants to provoke a trade war, a massive trade war, opposed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, no less, against China. And as part of this bullying campaign to try to get China to change its internal and foreign trading policies, is going to do everything it can to try to further provoke China. And what better way to do that than to create an artificial diplomatic relationship with a part of China that the majority of the world does not recognize as an independent entity, including technically the United States.